Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called Sonic Finally Slows Down for Easter. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. Sonic finally slows down for Easter. Sonic the Hedgehog was very, very tired. All day long on Easter Sunday, he had run and run and run. He ran to every town. He ran to every farm. He ran to every house. In his big red bag, he carried Easter eggs for all the children. Blue eggs and pink eggs. Yellow eggs with dots. Chocolate eggs that smelled so sweet. Sonic ran fast, fast, fast. His blue spikes were messy from the wind. His red shoes were dusty from all the roads. He had run 1,000 miles today. That's farther than any hedgehog had ever run. Now the sun was getting low in the sky. Easter Sunday was almost over. All the eggs were delivered. All the children were happy. But Sonic felt something new. His legs felt heavy. His eyes felt sleepy. Even the fastest hedgehog in the world gets tired sometimes. Sonic looked around for a place to rest. He saw Green Hill Zone up ahead. It was his favorite place in the whole world. Green grass rolled like waves in the wind. Pretty flowers danced back and forth. Tall palm trees swayed slowly. This place always made Sonic feel safe and happy. He walked up a gentle hill, not running this time, just walking, step by step. His feet felt good on the soft grass. The hill was not too high, not too steep, just right for a tired hedgehog. At the top, Sonic found the perfect spot. The grass was extra soft here. It felt like a green blanket. The view was so pretty. He could see the whole valley below. Sonic smiled a sleepy smile. This was just what he needed, a quiet place to rest after his long, long day. The sun was setting now. It painted the sky in the most beautiful colors, warm gold like honey, soft pink like cotton candy, orange like a pumpkin, purple like grapes. The colors mixed together like paint on a picture. They made Sonic feel calm and cozy. The golden light touched his blue fur. It made him look magical. The warm colors wrapped around him like a hug. Sonic had never noticed how pretty sunsets were before. He was always running too fast to look up. But now he had time to watch. The sun moved slowly, slowly down. It got bigger as it got lower. Soon it would hide behind the mountains. The pretty colors would fade to dark blue. Then the stars would come out. But for now, Sonic just watched the beautiful sunset. His heart felt warm and peaceful. Sonic lay down in the soft grass. It felt so good. The grass was like a bed made just for him. It was cool on his back. It smelled fresh and clean, like rain and flowers. A gentle breeze began to blow. It was not strong or windy, just a soft, quiet breeze. It moved through Sonic's spikes. It felt nice and cool. The breeze carried sweet smells, chocolate from all the Easter eggs, spring flowers from the meadows, fresh grass and clean air. Sonic took a deep breath in, then he let it out slowly. In and out, in and out. His body began to relax. His arms felt heavy. His legs felt heavy. Even his spikes felt heavy. The soft grass held him like a cozy blanket. The sweet smells made him feel dreamy. This was the most comfortable Sonic had ever been. Sonic looked up at the sky. White clouds drifted by so slowly. They looked like fluffy cotton balls. They moved much slower than Sonic ever did. He usually ran faster than the clouds, but now he was still. Now he could really see them. The clouds made shapes as they moved. Sonic saw one that looked like a circle. It reminded him of a chow egg. The chow were his little friends. They loved to play and dance. Another cloud looked long and fluffy. It had two bumps on top, just like bunny ears. Sonic smiled. Bunnies were everywhere on Easter. The next cloud was round and shiny in the sunset light. It looked just like a golden ring. Sonic loved to collect rings when he ran, but today he just enjoyed watching the cloud rings float by. As the sun got lower, new sounds began. Soft, quiet sounds. Very different from Sonic's fast footsteps. Cricket bugs started to chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Their song was gentle and slow. It had a rhythm like music. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. The sound made Sonic feel sleepy. It was like a lullaby. The crickets sang from the grass all around him. Some were close, some were far away. Their voices mixed together in a peaceful song. Sonic had never listened to crickets before. He was always too busy running to hear them. But their song was beautiful. It made him want to close his eyes. The chirping was soft and steady. It never got loud or scary, just gentle and calm, like the crickets were singing him to sleep. Sonic heard a soft whoosh in the air. He opened one sleepy eye to look. It was his best friend, Tails. The little fox had two tails that spun like a helicopter. That's how he could fly through the sky. Tails landed softly on the grass near Sonic. His yellow fur was fluffy and clean. His two tails stopped spinning and curled up beside him. "Hi, Sonic," whispered Tails. "I heard you delivered all the Easter eggs today. You must be very tired." Sonic nodded. He was too sleepy to talk much. Tails smiled his sweet, kind smile. "Can I rest here with you?" he asked quietly. Sonic nodded again. He was happy to have his friend nearby. Tails always made everything better. The little fox found his own soft spot in the grass, right next to Sonic, but not too close. Just close enough to feel safe and cozy together. Tails curled up in the grass like a little ball. His fluffy yellow fur looked so soft and warm. His two tails wrapped around him like a blanket. Soon Tails was breathing slowly and quietly. His eyes were closed. His mouth had a tiny, happy smile. He was already fast asleep. Sonic watched his friend sleep. Tails looked so peaceful, so cozy and safe. The little fox's chest went up and down. His breathing was soft and steady, just like the cricket song. Sonic felt happy that Tails was there. Friends made everything better. Even resting was more fun with a friend nearby. The two friends lay together on the soft grass. The warm evening air wrapped around them. They were safe and comfortable together. This was exactly how friends should be. The sky was getting darker now, deep blue like the ocean. The first stars began to appear. They were tiny and far away, but they twinkled like little diamonds. Sonic had never really looked at stars before. He was always running when they came out, but now he could see how pretty they were. One star appeared, then another, then another. They popped up one by one, like tiny lights turning on. Each star was special and beautiful. Some were bright, some were dim, but they were all wonderful. The stars made Sonic think of magic. They seemed to dance in the dark sky. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Their light was soft and gentle, not harsh or bright, just enough to make the night sky beautiful. Sonic smiled up at the stars. They made him feel calm and dreamy. Sonic decided to count the stars. It would be fun and peaceful. He started slowly. One, he whispered. The first star was bright and clear. Two, he said softly. The second star twinkled at him. Three, this star was smaller but still pretty. Four, this one was far away, but he could see it. Five, this star seemed to wink at him. Counting was nice and slow, very different from running fast. Each number was calm and quiet. Sonic's voice got softer with each star. His eyes felt heavier. The stars seemed dimmer now, not because they were less bright, but because Sonic was getting sleepier. Six, he whispered very quietly. Seven, his voice was almost gone. Eight, he could barely say it. Nine, just a whisper now. 10. Sonic's eyes were almost closed now. The stars looked fuzzy and dim. His whole body felt heavy and warm. The soft grass held him like a cozy bed. The cricket song was like a gentle lullaby. The sweet smells of chocolate and flowers filled the air. His friend Tails was sleeping peacefully nearby. Everything was perfect for sleeping. Sonic felt so tired, but it was a good tired, a happy tired. He had helped so many children today. He had delivered Easter eggs to everyone. All the boys and girls would wake up tomorrow with chocolate treats. They would be so happy. Sonic had done something wonderful. Now it was time to rest. His eyes closed all the way. His breathing got slow and deep. The last thing he heard was the gentle cricket song, chirp, 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 like a lullaby just for him. All was quiet on the hilltop in Green Hill Zone. The two friends slept peacefully under the stars. Sonic and Tails breathed slowly and deeply. Their dreams were full of happy children and Easter eggs, chocolate bunnies and spring flowers, golden rings and fluffy clouds. The cricket song continued all night long, soft and gentle. The stars watched over them like guardians, twinkling and bright. The grass kept them cozy and warm, like the softest bed in the world. Even the fastest hedgehog in the world needed to rest sometimes. After a day of running and helping others, sleep felt wonderful. Tomorrow would bring new adventures, new places to run, new friends to help. But tonight was for resting. Tonight was for peaceful dreams. In Green Hill Zone, under the starry sky, Sonic finally slowed down. And it felt just right.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.